So today we mark the close of Christian Aid Week. We're going to have a church lunch, as Jane has mentioned, to celebrate and to show our solidarity in the Christian Aid movement. And some people will have been following a seven-day devotional with Christian Aid, and I'll be referring to that too. It's a devotional that's been distributed in the Messenger and with the Messenger for the past couple of weeks. And today we continue also in the Following On series of how after Easter we celebrate the fact that the risen Lord Jesus changes everything. Nothing is the same after Jesus rises from death. We considered 2 weeks ago a story of faith and doubt, the story of Thomas, a contemporary follower of Jesus, and how he had his doubts removed and how his life was renewed in faith as he met the risen Lord Jesus. Last week, we considered a fishing story, the story of Jesus' disciples, fishermen, who met him whilst out fishing and shared breakfast with him with newly caught fish on the beach. This week, we consider a story of fairness, a story of how our faith now in this time, in Christian Aid Week, is relevant and speaks truth. We look at the stories in particular of two young women in Sierra Leone in West Africa. Just a little background for you on Sierra Leone. It is on the extreme West African coast. It's where you may remember they suffered a severe outbreak of the Ebola virus a few years ago. Sierra Leone had its origins in the Atlantic slave trade. And in fact, it was with the foresight of the anti-slavery movement, a place where repatriated slaves could live in freedom, and the capital of Sierra Leone is Freetown. That was back in the 1780s. But in recent times, in this century, they have suffered a civil war, which came to an end in 2002. The British government, British forces, played a part in bringing that to an end. That's the background, but it is an extremely poor country. And in that poverty, we celebrate today, share with these two ladies that you see on the screen over there, and I can see here in front of me, Jebba Kone, who at the time of preparing this presentation by Christian Aid, she was heavily pregnant, and she was afraid. Afraid because of the poverty of nursing support for pregnant mothers. And we share the story also of Tenebawo and her baby Ansumana. That is a story of joy. But in reaching that joy, we have to look at the sorrow that preceded it. And we have to look too with joy at the way faith in action through Christian Aid has transformed their experience. And we do this using the inspiration of the Apostle John's revelation, his vision in Revelation, of how all things are made new in Christ, as Christ achieves victory over sin and death, and indeed victory over all things. As a church, we believe in connecting your communities to Christ. And we believe that this extends to the worldwide community. Christian Aid's vision this year asserts that our faith calls us to challenge and expose the injustice we find. Christian Aid believes, and we share that belief, that we can create a world where everyone can have fullness of life. John writes in his vision in the book of Revelation that the liberation we're speaking of is not only a hope for the future, but it's a vision of how God wants the world to be. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as in heaven." And that's how God wants it. But John was writing at the time that the Roman Empire was seeking more and more political and economic power. And to get it, the Romans demanded that their own emperors and their own traditional gods be worshipped. But John was providing another way, the way of worshipping God. The scenes he describes, and which we shared in our reading, must have brought immense encouragement to the early churches as they had to challenge in their own lives the powers that would suppress the kingdom of God. In both his vision of the throne room of Revelation 7, that was our first reading, and in seeing a new heaven and a new earth, that was our second reading in Revelation 21, John draws our attention to God wiping away every tear from those who have suffered. Key verses are these: "They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And in our second reading, "See, the home of God is amongst mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples." And again, "God himself will be with them, and he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." One can only imagine how these words might bring encouragement to the thousands who were bereaved by the devastation of the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone, as I've mentioned. That was in 2014-16. And also for those who love and have lost, particularly we're focusing on mothers who have lost babies in childbirth, and this continues at an alarming rate still. Sierra Leone is the most dangerous place in the world to become a mum due to the lack of healthcare facilities. In the first day's devotional with Christian Aid, we read this: "Feelings of sorrow and loss are something that we all experience in life. Where do we find God in our sorrow? And how do we draw strength from our faith in the darkest of times?" The answer to that question is to be found in the vision that John shares with us, that God makes everything new, and he does so through the Lord Jesus, who rises from death and is alive forever, and in whom we hope for life now and life eternally. Reflecting on John's vision, the Reverend Christiana Sutton Coroma, a minister in Sierra Leone, says this: "Then, at that time, there will no longer be tears in the eyes of women as it is now, when there are not enough hospitals to take care of pregnant women." So she sees in John's vision everything being changed. In a country where 10 women die every day in childbirth in Sierra Leone, John's vision declares that there will be no more death and no more mourning. Take a moment to imagine heaven on earth, where every tear will be wiped from our eyes. John does not share this revelation of another world that leaves us depressed with the knowledge that it cannot be realized. And he is not just awakening our desire for how things can be and leaving us there. John's revelation can change us and can change our situation. It can bring hope wherever we are. Christian Aid's theme for this year is that all mums should live. As I've mentioned, that Sierra Leone is the most dangerous place in the world to become a mum. The video that we saw of Tenna and her baby took place in the Sawula district. That was the village where she lives. And the community there has struggled with, first of all, the lack of any nursing facilities for mothers and children. And more recently, they have a small clinic, but it has no electricity and just two delivery beds. This Christian Aid Week, and together, we can make childbirth safe for mums and babies. Through our gifts and our prayers, focused through Christian Aid, to which we are contributing, we can give help to the world's poorest peoples and give mums a chance. Our very first video showed a lady called Jebba, who was heavily pregnant, but as her baby grows, as I mentioned, it was not joy that filled her heart, but fear. She had good reason for that fear, because her sister Fatmata went into labour, and Fatmata had no choice but to walk for 3 hours under the baking sun to the nearest hospital. The journey was long, and with every step, she struggled to keep walking. And in Jebba's words, "My sister was crying out with hunger. She died on the side of the road. She never gave birth." We don't know at this moment the outcome of Jebba's own story, but please God, she did safely give birth. And please God, all goes well. We saw with Tenna a happier story with her precious baby who was 3 months old, and Sumana. She was lifting her baby high and she beamed with joy. Thankfully, he's a happy, bouncing baby. But Tenna had lost and loved another baby before. When Tenna's first labour started, there was no health centre in the village. Her mum took her to a traditional birth attendant. For the 2 days of her labour, Tenna was in agony. She fell unconscious and was bleeding heavily. With very little medical training, the traditional birth attendant was out of her depth. In the days and months after her first labour, Tenna was very weak and the baby wouldn't breastfeed. Tragically, the baby died when he was 3 months old. Tenna says, "That day I will never forget. I felt sick like I've never been sick before." But she also said, "If God would not have saved me, I would not have been alive today." And we know that thankfully when Tenna was pregnant a second time, things had changed for the better. This time she had a nurse, Judith, provided through Christian Aid and their own contributions. And with her expert love, Judith helped Tenna to deliver her baby safely. Tenna said, "During my second labour, I was scared, but Nurse Judith was with me, assuring me of everything. When I delivered, I felt so good." With the coming of Judith, so many lives were changed, Tenna continued. And she says, "We know with Judith, as long as we see the light at the end of the tunnel, we'll be okay." So thanks to Nurse Judith and the medical training she helped provide, Tenna has this lovely baby boy, Ansumana. And Christian Aid is working with a local partner called RADA, which stands for Rehabilitation and Development. They saw how difficult the situation was in the Sawula village, and they began this work that we saw a little of on the video. And today they have that clinic which brings hope and life in their local village. Their dream was fulfilled of having a health centre that could begin to meet their needs. But there's just one nurse, Judith, working round the clock. The need is great, and sometimes she's forced to send people away. And when women come to the clinic at night, there's no light, there's no electricity. In addition, there are often no drugs or not enough drugs, and she sees diseases like malaria and typhoid. She has to go on a motorbike ride or walk for hours to collect drugs. "I need help," Judith says. "Women are dying from childbirth. Children under five are dying because of poverty. Please help us." So for Tenna and many mums like her, a new health centre is a dream come true. So this is a story that moves from tragedy to good news, and that story of good news is, thank God, continuing. We with them share a vision of heaven on earth. The heavenly visions of Revelation show how God wants things to be. This is what we're asking for every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, as I've mentioned. The Christian Aid Week gets us to participate in this vision that is well founded in John's revelation. The government of Sierra Leone, unfortunately, is still paying back the loans that it was given to help with the Ebola crisis. I was astonished by this because I thought this would be gift, but apparently a lot of it was loan. So the Sierra Leone government is struggling to fund adequate health service, adequate health clinics and training, because there is this competition with having to repay first the loans that the first world governments have provided through the IMF and World Bank and others. So this Christian Aid Week, Christian Aid is calling upon the Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK and asking us as a partner church to do the same, to help to ensure that Sierra Leone's debts from the Ebola virus crisis are written off. This surely is a part of the Christian vision of tears being wiped away. There is an opportunity, if you wish, to take the last page of the Christian Aid Week devotional, rip it out, and you can send it off to the government if you would like to participate in this way. But as we close, our prayer is this. Lord, may your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May this be true in our own lives, in our own country, and particularly today, we pray for Sierra Leone. So a closing prayer that is one of both gratitude and concern. And perhaps you might like to say with me the words in bold as we come to them. For the pregnant mothers living in fear of what labour might bring, for the mothers with babies who did not survive or died in infancy, for the fathers and children who have lost a loved one in childbirth, we pray, loving God, wipe away every tear from their eyes. And may their tears of sadness move us to fruitful frustration with the unacceptable systems, the unquestioned rituals, and the unchallenged inequality that keep mothers dying in childbirth at a scandalous level in Sierra Leone. Wipe away every tear from their eyes. And finally, we share the Christian Aid prayer for this year. God, our Mother and Father, we praise you for the blessings you shower upon us. Bless the lives of our sisters and brothers and their precious children in life's saddest moments. May we feel your love most, O Jesus. Continue to dwell in our hearts, Lord. May your love keep us strong. Amen.